It's that fabulous time of the week where we get to find out all the little things that we love to ask about, but we're scared to ask the question. And the man with the answers is Dr. Carl Krasniqi, the man behind many, many books, including Dr. Carl's little book of climate change science and plenty of others. He's on the line right now. Hello, my mate.
Hello. Look, you're too kind. Sometimes you've got to remember that the answer is, I've got no idea, man.
No, you've never given me that as an answer.
Well, that's because you give me the chance, because it would leave the remaining 10 minutes of our conversation rather empty. So you give me advance warning.
I've got something for you.
Yeah, what do you got?
My ex-father-in-law.
Hang on, ex-father.
Yeah, so I'm divorced from the woman who was, and he was her father, right? So he's my ex-father-in-law.
Yep.
And he was from the old country. He was from Hungary. And he reckoned...
Oh, Hungary, where we had the mutation that gave us lactose tolerance 7,000 years ago. Yeah, that country, yep.
Here we go. And anyway, he migrated to Australia many, many years ago, but he reckons he was born with a gift. And that is, he reckons he was born with the gift of being able to divine for water. Now, for those people who don't know what I'm talking about, he could get two thin, specially selected sticks, or he had these two pieces of wire. They were quite long, like folks, if you don't know what I'm talking about as long as an old-fashioned car radio antenna, maybe a bit longer, bent at the very ends, where he would hold it precariously between his thumb and forefinger. And he would walk up and down paddocks, and when they crossed over, he knew that that was where to drill for bore water. And I was watching a show on A&E the other night, I think it was A&E, and there was a bloke sitting on a boat in the Bering Sea, and he's sitting up the front of the boat, and he's got these two long pieces of wire, and he was divining for gold 300 metres below the surface. And it got me thinking, this divining for things. And there are plenty of people who advertise that do it, and you pay them an amount, and they'll come out to your farm, and they reckon they'll find where there's water. And my ex-father-in-law not only reckons he could do it, but he could tell you how many litres of water were under the ground because of where his long, thin pieces of metal would cross over. Dr. Carl, is there any science?
Well,
is there any science in this?
It's been hard. Because if you want to know what's going on, you've got to follow the old rule of the Mythbusters, which is if you don't write it down, you're just screwing around. You got to write it down. And so the moment anybody says, I get 100% success in anything, I know they're lying. Mate, I can't get 100% success with putting a toothbrush in my mouth, right? So you got to write it down, all your successes and your failures, and there's a remarkable lack of this. The second problem is it's difficult to actually do a study, because you have to, say, pick a bit of countryside. You're talking about your ex-father-in-law in a paddock. You'd have to pick that paddock and then, on one hand, send through the big professionals, people with their big thumpers on the ground and echo sounders and electrophysiology, yep, you know, all that sort of stuff. And then you're the water diviner, and then compare the results and do that study. And it hasn't been done. It just hasn't been done.
Oh.
Okay. The studies that have been done, they show that water divining under very artificial circumstances doesn't work. And I reckon that says nothing about real water divining. The artificial circumstances, they come to the water diviner and say, look, can you find water? Yeah. Can you find water in a plastic pipe? Yeah. Okay, so then they set up a whole bunch of plastic pipes, and then they have a random computer program that sends water through some of the pipes and not others, and nobody knows which pipes have got water in them, and the water diviners never get it right. That's a very artificial thing. But there's something called the ID motor response, the ideomotor response, IDEA, MOTOR response. I'll give you an example. Suppose you're in the passenger seat of a car, and there is somebody who is possibly the worst driver you've ever seen.
Yeah.
You're actually really worried that you could be involved in a collision. And they keep on doing things that, and you find yourself doing this, even though you're in the passenger front seat, your foot starts diving for the brake pedal,
even though
you haven't got it. Right, okay. That is the idea motor response, right? So there's something in your brain telling your foot to do something. And what I'm reckoning And by the way, the reason that it's a foot is because you've had a long history of being trained that your right foot can be used for the brake. Okay, so you don't use your left foot, you use your right foot. Okay, and then apart from modern cars, automatics, let's not even go into that. So what I'm reckoning is this, based on a lot of what I've been reading on this deeply, and I've got a few friends who live in the country and who are skeptics, and who are skeptical of water divining, and yet hired a water diviner because it was the cheapest way out. And the water diviner says, look, I'm reckoning drill here, you'll hit something at 80 metres. And sure enough, they hit something at 80 metres plus or minus a few percent, right?
Right.
And I had that story more than once. And what I'm reckoning is this.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to read the country.
Okay.
Right? They don't know they're reading the country in the same way that you don't think that, hey, this guy's driving really dangerously, so the obvious thing for me to do is to stamp my right foot on the floor, even though I haven't got a brake pedal, right? So it's just bypassing your normal pathways, and so they can put themselves in the zone, and they can think, oh, maybe there's a bit of a dip, maybe there's just a hint of green, and they can't describe what they're doing in the same way that you – can you ride a bicycle, by the way?
Yeah. It's like riding a bike.
Yeah, but you can't explain how to do that to somebody.
Oh, really?
You can't explain what to do. You can't say, oh, you can't ride a bike. Look, follow my instructions, and you will ride a bike perfectly. These are the instructions. And then I expect you to be able to ride a bike within 1 minute if you follow my – no. There's a whole bunch of other things involved in muscle memory and all sorts of stuff. So I'm reckoning that there's a good chance that they actually do work, but I've got zero proof of this, and – that they're doing it by subconsciously reading the countryside. Yeah. And the little sticks or the bits of wire, it doesn't matter what they are, it's a way of the equivalent of stamping your foot on the floor to hit the brake with a dangerous driver, except in this case it's used for good, to find water. So my opinion is cautiously optimistic with zero proof.
That's all I can expect, Dr. Carl. Thank you so much. And if you don't know what we're talking about, Google divining for water, and you'll see these people with these long, thin pieces of wire bent at the end where they hold them. And as I said in my introduction, they hold them between their forefinger and their thumb, and they walk along, and then they reckon the sticks or the wire crosses over immediately above where there's water. And this guy on the telly the other night doing exactly the same thing, sitting on a boat, divining gold at the bottom of the Bering Sea. I didn't stick around long enough to find out what his success rate was, Dr. Carl, but you know what? I thought you would find it interesting.
I'm interested in everything. I have a very short attention span, and I like new shiny things.
I love you, Dr. Carl. Thank you once again.
Love you, Dr. Duke.